the government, together with international environment organizations, has unveiled new plans aimed at reducing pressure on biodiversity along the Mount Elgon ecosystem. The initiative, led by International Union for Conservation of Nature, is funded by the French Development Agency and coordinated by Expertise France, with WWF as an implementing partner. This marks the second phase of the BioDev 2030 project, designed to support the global biodiversity framework by promoting more sustainable production practices. Economic activities around Mount Elgon, including coffee farming, crop cultivation, livestock rearing, timber harvesting, and firewood collection, have been identified as major drivers of biodiversity loss. The area also hosts tourism, fishing, hydropower generation, and other off-farm activities that support surrounding communities. IUCN Uganda Agriculture Councillor Carolina Guti says phase one of the project focused on studies that identified the main drivers of environmental degradation.
The overall objective is to reduce pressure on biodiversity that is specifically attributed wood biomass, but also the agricultural practices. So the project is being practical, and we are looking at Mount Elgon area, because you definitely appreciate that the Mount Elgon area has a number of challenges, but also it's an area that is rich in terms of biodiversity. So we are focusing on ensuring that we deliver energy to the communities around the Mount Elgon.